Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturného radičného vysielania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás dnes mysno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svita.
Hello and welcome to the Rusin Heritage program broadcast each and every Sunday at noon here on WEDO at 10 a.m. on your radio dial. We are in Erie, PA today at the Saints Peter and Paul Church's Ethnic Festival. Have your paper and pen handy for other dates and information later in the program. Our first selection is Selyidbi by Grupa Rosa.
Švita, Rusnak zbera bidu svoju i chudobu, ta ju kladze vam do koča, na šmerc dabre nepodobu.
Судьба Русь. Božja volja.
Ej, Rusnaku, sinu moj, inzej budeš mat svoj dom. Hoz mi s Bogom, djeci čuvaj, na nas starih nje zabuvaj. Vo imja Oca i Sina i Duha Svjatoho, čuvaj običaj, jazik, viru Oca svojoho. Bo draha dluhoka sinu Rusnaka čeka, ljem nje zrad sebe, nje Rusnaka, nje človeka.
Nje idzeše Rusnakovi, budu plakat za njim polja, ali je ostataka dolja. Судьба Руснакова, Божа воля. Божа воля.
You can listen to the Rusyn Heritage program anywhere in the world at any time of the day or night via the internet. At the newly renovated CRS homepage, scroll down the left-hand column to Rusyn Radio, and there we are. We need your financial support if our radio broadcasts are to continue. If you enjoy the program and want it to continue, please let us know by your tax-deductible donation. We enjoy bringing the program to you, our listeners, every week, but we need your help to do so. You can call Jack at 412-331-3124 or email rusynradio@c-rs.org. Or check the Rusyn Radio box at the bottom of your membership renewal form and include it with your renewal. Our next selection is Povidayut mi Lude by Misha Balintova.
We'll be right back.
Mount St. Macrina announces Icon Reflection Series. It will run Thursdays, October 6th and 13th, and November 10th and 27th, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. and repeated 7 to 8:30 p.m. The presenter will be Sister Barbara Jean, OSBM. Session 1 covers the Trinity, Christ, Mary, and the Theotokos. Session 2 will be Holy Days, Part 1. Session 3 will be Holy Days Part 2, and Session 4 will cover saints and patrons. The offering is $12 per session, or $40 for the full series. Icons have served for many centuries to teach Christians the truths of God and as instruments to deepen faith. In this series, you will learn of the spirituality and symbols in icons. Each session will include a meditation on an icon, thus inviting participants to pray with these windows into heaven. For more information and or registration, call 724-438-7149. And also, the Byzantine Liturgy has returned to the Duquesne University Chapel on Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Now that summer is over, come join us in celebrating this divine liturgy, which fulfills your Sunday obligation.
There is in Pittsburgh a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve His people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, please dial 412-321-8383. Now enjoy a medley by Makovica.
Πολύ του є пташо по панській долині. Повічте мі, міленькій, повічте мі, милой, чиня любіщі. А він собі пішов, ані го не видно, болем його чи жемка, лем його чи жемка, зо свідника слідно. А в кам'яничку не забувай на ня, не дав би ті сам пан бі. Не дал би ті пан Біг звінчав пожегнання.
Наш пацінку ходила,
This is the second part of our story that we started for you last week from Time Magazine Europe. The pressure has taken its toll. In present-day Slovakia, the number of people declaring themselves to be Rusyn dropped from 110,000 in 1910 to just over 24,000 in 2001. Today, many Rusyns struggle with a Cyrillic script of their written language, and a growing number of parents find it more convenient to raise their children only speaking Slovak. Rusyn culture, says Bitsko, a melancholy former bar musician, recovering alcoholic, is like a terminal patient who rallies enough to get out of bed but dies shortly afterward. Paul Robert Magoichi, a Rusyn expert at the University of Toronto and editor of the Encyclopedia of Rusyn History and Culture, is a bit more optimistic. There has always been a dire prediction, he says. Rusyns, like many other national minorities, aren't going to go away. 10 years from now, we will be in more or less the same situation we are now. That situation may not be quite fatal, but it's certainly fragile. Kind of like local interest in the world's most famous Rusyn. Despite Medzilla Bordice's effort to rebrand itself as Warhol City, two European Union grants are currently paying for new facades, bus stops, and other infrastructure, all in the style of Warhol's pop art. Only about 3% of the visitors go to the museum are from this region. The attitude is the same towards Rusyn identity, Bitsko says. People have other things to worry about. As a result, Rusyn identity is slowly being whittled away by economic hardship, flight to the cities, and plain old indifference. An apocalypse will strike the Rusyns within two generations, predicts Michal Smajda, 84, a Rusyn writer and ethnographer. Children are not being born, our youth are going abroad in search of jobs, and the elderly are departing for eternity. You need look no farther than Andy Warhol's parents' hometown to see the effects. Mikova currently has a population of 162, of whom more than half are retired, and unemployment is running at 30%. There's no longer a school, a pub, or weekend bus connections. The community is dying, says Alexander Vatso, the 58-year-old mayor. We will finish with the third section of this article from Time Magazine Europe next week. Next is a medley by Javorina.
Oh!
As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, we are at Saints Peter and Paul Byzantine Catholic Church in Erie at their Ethnic Food Festival, where our good friend, Father Andrew Deskovich, is the pastor. We performed there last year and were very well received, and we are told that they are awaiting our return. The festival has great food, ethnic entertainment throughout the day, with a performance by Slavieni at 3 p.m. There will be a CRS merchandise sales table and a variety of fun games of chance. If you listen to our program via the internet and live in the Erie vicinity, stop by the Saints Peter and Paul Festival at the hall on Wallace Street for some great food and some great fun, and participate in a wonderful Rusyn experience.
Next week, Slavieni will perform at another great event, the St. Nicholas Serbian Church Food Festival, which will be held on Saturday and Sunday, October 15th and 16th from noon until 9 p.m. both days. The festival this year will feature traditional Rusyn food. Slavieni will perform on Sunday, the 16th at 4:30 p.m. There will be continuous music and live entertainment throughout the festival both days. So if you're looking for something to do next weekend that guarantees great fun with great food and entertainment, join our good friends at the St. Nicholas Serbian Church, which is located on Haymaker Road in Monroeville. If you need more information and directions, you can call me or the church hall at 412-372-9895 during festival hours, or Elaine Vucelic at 724-916-2063. Hope to see you there. We close our program today with a great Romani number from Makovica in Svidnik. This is Loli Ruja.
would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me, Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Rusyn Heritage program.
Drahé rusinské bratě i sestry, dovolte nám od srdce poděkovat všem, komu dnes počuvali. Důmáme, že jste si páčili našeho vysílání. Pozýváme vás počuvat sledující neděli od 12 hodin po stanice WEDO na rusinského národnostného vysílání. Choďte zdraví s Bohem.